This is News Talk, your AI-curated top stories on the nation, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day.
Starting with today's first article, we have some interesting news from the political sphere. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari is confidently predicting a landslide victory in the upcoming Nagpur parliamentary elections. He claims to win by a stunning margin of over 5 lakh votes. Gadkari attributes this expected success to the overwhelming love and support he has received from the public and party workers. He emphasizes his deep connection and never-forget attitude towards Nagpur. It seems Gadkari's confidence is sky-high as the polls approach. Moving to our next article, we delve into an interesting development involving Union Minister Jitendra Singh. It's been noted that over a decade, Minister Singh's fortune has more than doubled. This observation comes as he contests his third Lok Sabha election for the BJP, representing Udhampur in Jammu and Kashmir. A closer look at his poll affidavit reveals this significant growth in wealth, marking a noteworthy moment in his political journey. We'll keep an eye on how this unfolds and impacts his political career. Stay tuned for more such updates. Moving to our next article, we delve into the unfolding political scenario in Bihar, where Chirag Paswan, the leader of the Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, is emerging as a beacon of hope for the National Democratic Alliance, NDA. Post the Bihar 2020 assembly elections, the Bhartiya Janata Party, BJP, has rekindled its interest in forging a stronger alliance with Paswan, seeing him as a pivotal figure in their quest for continued dominance in the region. However, narratives in the media spotlighting Paswan's potential to tip the scales in NDA's favor have been enigmatic, sometimes even skewing perceptions to benefit the ruling party's strategic moves. As we observe this dynamic, the question arises, will Chirag Paswan truly be the game-changer for NDA in Bihar? Only time will tell. Moving to our next story. In a gesture that caught everyone's attention, Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya spent some quality time dining with a tribal family in Madhya Pradesh. Strikingly, he made it a point to recognize the tribal community's invaluable role as custodians of Jal, Jungle, Jameen, Water, Forests, and Land. The minister was in Guna, engaging in discussions and sharing a meal, further reinforcing the connection and commitment of the government towards these communities. A commitment was made during his campaign, promising a whopping 25,000 crore rupees towards the development of 12,665 tribal villages across the nation. This move not only highlights the government's dedication towards tribal welfare but also marks a significant step towards inclusive development and empowerment of tribal areas. Stay tuned for more updates on such heartwarming stories. Moving to our last article, Arvind Kejriwal fights back, seeks immediate release through High Court challenge. Delhi's Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal, was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate, also known as the ED, in connection with a money laundering case. This case is related to the contentious Delhi liquor policy scam. Following his arrest, Kejriwal has taken a bold step by challenging his detainment in the High Court. He claims that his arrest, along with the custody order, are illegal, and thus, seeks an immediate release. Stay tuned for more updates on this evolving story.